This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
St. Patrick's Day. It is Tuesday, the 17th of March. Do we have something to celebrate? I guess we can celebrate a little bit of St. Patrick's Day.
If you're not wearing green.
No, we're done.
We're not supposed to touch. We have to social distance.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. I did that yesterday with my son. Didn't do it with my daughter, but I did do it with my son. Poor Miles is trying to figure out what's going on. Why am I home from school? What's going on? And then we played for a while. Played hide and seek. And then I got in my car and I drove to Kingman, Arizona, and that's where I am right now, where gas is $4.79 a gallon, and there's one restaurant open for drive-in only. And other than that, the hotel I stayed in was full, and everybody's very, well, the desk clerk was a grouch, but the guy down there now is fine. And so that's the story of my day, and we're going to all go through our days here as we work our way into this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillens at the controls making it all work. You can hear Daisy scratching.
You got a tambourine player in the background?
No, that's Daisy scratching. So the situation, I want to try to set the tone here a little bit, Jennifer, before we take off, in that what really we have going on here, to put it in perspective, and I feel more that this is the case every day, and I'm wondering why. Maybe we can talk about why this thing has gotten to the point that it has. When SARS, when it immediately started 10 years ago, 13,000 people were dead like that. And again, we talk about
because SARS and MERS are much more contagious and much more deadly than coronavirus. I was talking with.
So then, why are we talking so much more about coronavirus than we did about SARS?
I don't know. And this is what's so funny. So I was talking with Jeff last night again because he's at Kaiser, so he's I've got to take his temperature. No pun intended.
Literally,
as to what's going on You know, maybe I shouldn't give away all these things, but he said it's so unbelievable because he oversees all of the appointments that are in his entire medical center.
Inbound.
And so, he has been told, he was given directive yesterday to go through and give people the option about whether or not they wanted to come in for their appointments or not. And then after all of his people had done all of that, then they came back and said, well, no, we want to cancel all appointments, mandatory cancellations for people over 65. So then they went back and did all that. And then they came back again and said, well, maybe we should cancel the young people now too. And so he was going crazy because every time his staff went through and completed a task, they would come back, the hospital administrators would come back, and I said, so what is the deal? Why, or is there something we don't know? Is there some, and he said, honestly, I don't know. He said, there's not even one diagnosed case at the hospital that he's at, not one. They do have tests. They've been testing people. I think 20 people have come in presenting symptoms of this, and none of them have had it. It's all been negative. So he said MERS was more deadly, SARS was more deadly. The swine flu, I mean, think about H1N1.
Those
were all more deadly and more contagious. He said this has got a contagion on a scale of 1 to 10. Excuse me, I think of a 2.9. And he said some of these, he said, I don't know what we would do if there was something that had a contagion of a 10, which is possible because everybody's, kind of just guessing what should go on. And I think it's because it feels like these measures are extreme. Now, I don't want to be the person who doesn't do them, because if the government is telling me to do this and local and state officials are telling me not to do certain things, I'm not going to be the one who's not going to do it, because I'm going to trust that doing this is going to be for the greater good. So I'm not trying to say don't, go out there and thumb your nose at this. But why this one and not the other ones is the question. I don't know what the answer is.
I think it's because health officials are seeing
this kind of came out of nowhere, but I think when you look at what happened in China, and again, we've been saying this, and I totally agree with Doug on this, I don't believe that China has properly reported the numbers at all.
No.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. And then you see what's going on in Italy. This spreads really quickly. And I think the bigger problem is that there are so many unknowns in this. H1N1, you know, I was in New York City working, and nothing stopped in New York City. You saw
it was a blip on the radar.
It was. And it was a blip on the radar in New York City unless you were in Chinatown. Because in Chinatown, it was, you know, there was not a single Asian person that did not have a mask on. And that's the only recollection that I even have of H1N1. And I have friends who were in Philadelphia at the time, and they said it was a bigger deal in Philadelphia. It spread more quickly, and it was in schools and things like that. But in New York City, I went to concerts every week. None of this happened. I was at restaurants all the time, and it was just a complete blip. But I think that that seemed to have, like, more, there was just more of a handle on it then, and it felt like people knew more, the officials knew more about it. There are so many unanswered questions about this. I watched Trump yesterday during the press conference. First of all, he sounded like he's losing his voice or he's getting sick. He did not sound well, and he didn't really look well.
I thought that, too.
Well. I was like, oh, okay, maybe he doesn't have coronavirus, but yeah.
Days. I think he's not sleeping that much. I don't think any of those people are sleeping.
Well, yeah, and beyond that, it just feels like there are so many variables. We don't know. Am I walking around carrying it? Is Lewis carrying it because he's been commuting to New York City? I don't know. No one knows. How are seemingly healthy people like Idris Elba, the actor? He now has it. He has no symptoms. He's, I think, 47 years old. He's in the running to be James Bond. So if anyone is sort of the picture of health.
But he did come into contact with someone.
He came into contact with someone, but he has no symptoms. And so that's what I'm saying. There are so many variables that people just don't know. If you're younger and you do come into contact but you have no symptoms, can you carry it? If you're Tom Hanks and you're a type 2 diabetic, you're supposed to be at a greater risk. He's in his 60s as well. So now he and Rita have left the hospital and they seem fine. So I think there are just so many unknown things about this disease, and I think that that's really propelling a lot of the fear.
That's the thing that I've been asking is it's like, okay, is this like chicken pox? If I get it once, am I going to not get it ever again? Or, you know, if I get it once and then quarantine myself for 2 weeks,
is that good enough?
Yeah. Am I still contagious after that? If I go out again, can I get it again? I don't know. I think
no one knows.
Yeah. And
so
that's
how do we
why
make
I
people feel? I think that as I was listening to a lot of stuff traveling across as in the eastbound direction, I was thinking about trying to find something that was different listening to the radio, because I always want what we do to be different. I want the information to be there, so people, if they need feedback or they need to be aware of something, that we give it to them, but then to put things into perspective. And that's why I asked all of you the same thing, the question that I'm asking, and actually Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors on this program, called me last night, and we were on the phone for a half an hour talking about what he's seeing at his clinic down in Florida, and what people are asking him and what he's telling them. First of all, is to be calm. You're probably, even if you have a compromised immune system, you're not going to die from this, because most people aren't going to die from it. Ken, any of you who know what he's all about, he's Mr. Fact. He doesn't like any, if there's no evidence, he's not for it. He's not interested in gossip, and he's not interested in innuendo or inference. He's interested in the facts. He is a scientist. He does research in his clinic. He has 17, 18 patients a day that come through that clinic, and he sometimes spends an hour with them to give. He's really a concierge guy, but he doesn't charge concierge prices. He's a unique guy in many different respects. And he says, you know, he doesn't even begin to understand what the guidance is about or why it's there, because he doesn't see that this is the kind of a problem that we had. And he began to give me that reference point to 10 years ago or any time that he's been practicing for 34, 35 years, and he just doesn't get it. And he's saying to his, you know, people come in there in a panic.
Right.
And, yeah. It,
well, because it's nonstop coverage on news media. Well, and the truth is, there's nothing else that we can talk about because guess what? That's all there is that's happening.
That's all there is. There is no news.
I'd love for us to be the safe haven, but there's no other place. Nothing else to talk about.
I know. So then making people comfortable about this, that if we tell them, you know, we alone, even if I have 3 million listeners, that's a lot less. That's 1% of the population. So we're not going to change the tide here by any stretch of the imagination. So you know, there are other things we can do. We muse about Canada closing its borders. The only people that can get in or out of there are us, the United States, citizens of the U.S. can get in there. And so what are we, the numbers up there? Well, the numbers anywhere. The only, as you said, Jennifer, the lying bastards in China who started this, who need to be held responsible. What I want to know, to feel better about this, is that those guys are going to get hung up by their thumbnails.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Well, they won't
in some way, shape, or form.
They're on this like worldwide propaganda tour, saying that
it's America's fault.
Yeah, it started here.
Right.
It's just it's ridiculous.
Well,
absolutely
it's
ridiculous.
I don't think people are not buying that.
No.
That's the good thing. They can say what they want to their own people, but what is the rest of the world thinking? And I think here, Tom Cotton is the most important voice. He's a senator who has been so loud about holding these guys accountable for, you want to talk about election interference. Forget Tom Cotton is from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Forget about election engineering. Think about world manipulation. We're talking about people interfering with our election. Our stock markets stunk. People aren't working. This is something that they need to answer for. And he's the one who's actually really rallying behind that message.
You know what I found yesterday was very interesting. During the course of the day, it became obvious that a lot of people who were calling talk radio programs didn't know what they were going to do because they were laid off. And then about mid-afternoon, Amazon announced it was going to hire 100,000 people.
Yeah.
and pay them $2 an hour more than they're getting paid now. And then there were the grocery stores. You know, that's the other thing. The people going nuts buying stuff. Why are we such sheep? When did we become such wusses?
The bottom line is, I did a huge grocery shop for my parents yesterday. I went to Wegmans, and I was there for 2 hours. It was the most miserable experience I've ever had. I got the last 4 cans of soup. I got there were no canned tuna anymore. I got like a bunch of pouches of tuna for my parents. I bought whatever produce I could find, some chicken, some, you know, just for them to stock up because they are in the highest risk. You know, my mom especially is in the highest risk category.
Yeah.
And then I dropped it off in their garage and ran so they wouldn't see me. I mean, it was like a handshake drug deal. It was crazy.
Yeah.
If I'm carrying something, the last thing I want to do is be responsible for infecting my parents. And, you know, in Wegmans, there were these elderly couples wandering the aisles. Every time I saw an older person, I ran the other way just because I don't want to infect anybody. Who knows? And, you know, it's just the whole thing. The stores are not doing, I don't think stores are doing any service to the public. There were signs that said limit 4 products per person or whatever. But what they really need to do is sanitize the stores at night and in the morning, and I know in California there are stores doing this and props to them, but in the morning, the first 2 hours of opening should just be for the most vulnerable people, for 65 and over, and that's it. And let them go in and get the supplies that they need and get out before the younger population. I live in a college town. It's college kids wandering the streets, drinking Starbucks, like no one's taking it seriously. The whole thing, it's an overreaction on one end and a complete underreaction on the other. It's a mess.
Yeah. Right. Food for thought for sure, literally and figuratively. Here's some news for those of you who are looking for some extra dough. You can't get a job at the moment or you're out for whatever the reason. If you get your past 3 years' tax returns, here's a way to get an extra $5,000. This is not a scam. This is on the level. Former IRS tax experts going to work for a company called Family Tax. And Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. And they'll find hidden credits and deductions and other things that have been missed by the mainstream tax companies. So if you filed or not, doesn't make any difference. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services won't cost you anything. So call 800-262-0300.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I don't know whether I should be a rebel without a cause or not here on the DJV program, but if I were in Nashville, or you were in Nashville, or we were in Nashville, or anybody was in Nashville, you'd see the trend to be a little different than what all the rest of the people running away and screaming. Nashville Mayor John Cooper requested people who live in the city of Nashville to close down. They want to close Lower Broadway over the weekend as a public health emergency because of the C, the big C word. But the bars refused. Kid Rock's Big A Honky Tonk, the Rock and Roll Steakhouse, remains open. I guess you can imagine Kid Rock doing that. Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, Rippy's Honky Tonk, Honky Tonk Center, and the Diner all are open. They're all owned by Steve Smith, who cites the request made by the mayor as unconstitutional. He said, "We appreciate the efforts of Mayor Cooper to combat the virus, but unless there's a statewide mandate that directs all bars and restaurants to be closed, the request made by the mayor is unconstitutional, as he is targeting a select group of businesses." And I'm wondering how many more people are going to start thinking like this and say, okay, you've asked for me to do it, I'm not going to do it, we're staying open. And that'll be interesting.
Yeah, except that he walked back his statement like a day later and said that they would follow.
Monday night, he backed down. I don't know what was said to him, unless there is something that officials seem to know that the public doesn't.
Yeah. I do think that after 15 days, people are going to start losing their patience. I think everybody's in for it and saying, okay, if this is going to help the greater good, then here we go. But I think you're going to see more and more of this.
I was going to say, I would like to see numbers after this week, and I think it's true that if there's not a big difference in, I don't know, or it doesn't seem obvious that it's stopping it, I think people are just going to go back to normal.
Then I'd say, do you, Kid Rock, go for it.
All right, so you want to know, one of my partners in the cannabis business sent me an email, and I called him, we talked to each other. The price of wholesale and retail marijuana is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah. People are stockpiling guns, weed, and alcohol, and craft supplies, by the way.
Yeah.
Something for the kids.
Put those all together.
Or when you get creative.
Okay, all right. Let's, as next, the... situation. Yesterday morning we were talking about Reba McEntire's mother passing, and so she announced that, and she's been talking a lot about her mother, Jacqueline, the last 3 or 4 days since she passed away. I guess her family's now decided to put off the funeral. She said, quote, after much thought and careful consideration among the family, we've decided to indefinitely postpone Mama's funeral and burial. That was all over social media. We will continue to monitor the situation, let you know as soon as possible about future plans to celebrate her life. She shared a loving tribute to her mom, which was kind of sweet. I think we read some of it on the air yesterday. She requested that in lieu of flowers, memorials be sent to the Reba McEntire Fund to benefit the Jacqueline McEntire Library Fund. She posted the donations, and the idea is that you, if you want to make them online, do it at, am I going to get this right, TexomaGivingPartners.org/donate. T-E-X-O-M-A, Giving Partners, all one word, .org/donate. So maybe that's it. I wonder how many funerals. That is a thought, isn't it?
My mom went to a funeral last week, and she said the whole place was packed. I mean, I had a wedding I was supposed to go to in a couple weeks. That's been postponed because you just can't go to any of those areas where people are hugging and kissing and, you know, being in close contact with each other. And especially at funerals, a lot of those people are older.
As soon as you see, as I said a few minutes ago, some sort of a remedy for this, everything will jump back up. I think that's kind of, see how long it takes. That's the question. It's 28 after on the DJ V Show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
I just say this, we have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about. Nobody in this is a bad one. This is a very bad one. This is bad in the sense that it's so contagious.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus. 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area. Major League Baseball opening day delayed until May. And as of this hour, 72 people have died from the virus here in the U.S. with more than 4,000 infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four and a half the hour on the DJV program. Well, March 17th is upon us. We'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a bit. I almost want to be a virus-free zone here, looking around at all of this stuff. The grocery store is okay, wonderful. The plane yesterday in New York? Where was this Delta plane? Somebody got on the plane, sat down, they pulled away from the ramp, they pushed the ramp away and moved the plane back to take off. And he said, oh, I was exposed to somebody who had coronavirus. I don't even know who heard that. And all of a sudden, whoop, the flight attendant runs up to the front of the plane. And
what kind of an a-hole does that, though? You know, really?
Tons of that stuff going on, man, I'll tell you.
Stupid people.
Calm down. Everything's going to be fine. This is a wonderful, maybe even when you think about buying stocks and stuff, wow, what bargains. And yesterday, my friend, who's a real estate guy, said he sold a $3 million house. And the guy bought it. He's a 42-year-old music producer. And it was over in Glendale. I didn't know there were $3 million homes over in Glendale,
Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer.
Are you kidding?
Really?
Yes.
So it's coming of age. Okay. So he's got the guy a 2.19% 30-year fixed mortgage.
Winning. See, there are some silver linings.
Yeah.
High traffic in pouring rain last night. Silver
lining. It poured when I was driving across the upper desert. across here. It was pouring, and then it stopped, and there was the most beautiful rainbow. I haven't seen a rainbow for quite a long time. It was just beautiful. I thought, you know what? That's what I want to concentrate on. That's what I think about. So I put on Sirius 60s and just 90 miles an hour across the desert.
Bopping along,
Shotgun Tom. Yep, that's it. See you later. All right, so now the reality of today, other than St. Patrick's Day, which we ought to celebrate a little bit, but first, the elections, there were, what, six? How many
primaries,
states today?
Four.
Six primaries.
Well,
primaries.
It was four, yeah.
Yeah.
Florida, Arizona, Illinois will hold primaries today. Ohio was supposed to be a part of that, but Governor Mike DeWine announced very late last night, yesterday afternoon, actually, he said he wanted to postpone their primary. A court came in, said he couldn't do it, and then the official...
And DeWine actually sued and said...
Yeah, he filed this, like, last-minute injunction, and then the Ohio, the actual, like, health department of Ohio publicly declared that the polls will be closed. So they're going to push it back. I don't know if they have a new date. I know he was looking, I think, for June.
Because you want to talk about voter suppression. People are scared to death to come out to the polls. I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah, that's what I wonder about. Who actually is going to go voting if you can't get the six-foot separation that everybody says you're supposed to have
right.
with one another? Then what do you do?
I mean, you can. They can monitor it, but obviously a line would build up at some point, you would think. But
yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll see what the voter turnout looks like because... You know, Florida, obviously a big retirement state, same with Arizona. It'll be interesting to see if the older folks are scared or if they're going to kind of, you know, go out in public and take a chance. I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see the results tomorrow. But Ohio, I think, has been pushed back to June 10th. I think that was the date.
So what? It's going to be a waste. What? Why would you even waste the taxpayers' money? It's June 10th will have no impact. Let's face it.
But New
maybe
Jersey,
today
without moving anything, without anything, I'm already in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah,
we don't vote until June 2nd.
I'd be so PO'd about that because my vote doesn't mean a damn thing.
Not a thing.
No. Means nothing. All right, today's St. Patrick's Day. Anybody got green on? Are we even thinking about green?
No,
green
not yet.
Sweater?
But I will. My plan is to wear a green sweater today, but you're getting jammy.
I wore green yesterday. I'm wearing all blue today, so I feel like a traitor
of
my Irish
early?
Roots. Yeah, I was a day early. Sorry,
if I
guys.
Could touch you, I would pinch you.
Good for you. Yeah, this is the date of St. Patrick. Dying. He was the patron saint of Ireland in the early 17th century. There's all kinds of stories about this. His given name was Maewyn, Maewyn. Sounds pretty Irish. You probably are better at telling the story of Victoria because you're really an Irie through and through. I think you tell great stories about Ireland. You love going there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this guy apparently at one point in time was I've forgotten this. He wasn't a saint when he was a kid. He considered himself to be a pagan. He was sold into slavery by a group of Irish marauders that raided his village. This sort of reminds
me. He's actually British, not Irish. He was brought to Ireland as a slave.
Yeah.
Then he became a priest. Yeah. My favorite thing, which I
like
still
a King of Thrones. Does this sound like a
Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Game of Thrones. I mean, yeah. Right.
My favorite thing is in Ireland. They say that St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. And you know, I've been going to Ireland my whole life because my dad is from there. I have my experience, my dad's experience, going back to even his parents. We have never seen a snake in Ireland.
There are
ever.
No snakes.
No.
If they exist, they got rid of them all. Rot or whatever. But that's the rumor. The myth is that St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. So.
Yep. An American tourist.
Hey, that's your place to go.
Go, help yourself. An American tourist was driving in County Kerry when his motor stopped. He got out to see if he could locate the problem. A voice behind him said, "The trouble is the carburetor." He turned around and only saw an old horse. The horse said again, "It's the carburetor that's not working." And this guy was American. He nearly died. He was so afraid. Dashed to the nearest pub, had a large whiskey, told Murphy, the bartender, that the horse had said it was the carburetor. Murphy said, "Well, don't pay any attention to him. He doesn't know anything about cars." Excuse me. Come on, maybe we got a couple more. Hey, who's got some Irish? Who's got some Irish jokes? There's got to be some more Irish jokes.
I don't, but I'll tell you my Irish story. You want to know about my legacy? This is not a joke necessarily.
I thought you were. What do you mean you're a legacy? You're Polish. What are you talking about? A Czech?
I'm not Polish.
She's not Polish. She's Czech,
I'm Czech and Irish.
And Irish.
Czech, please.
My mom's name is Sweeney Doug.
That's right, too. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, your mother looks like. Your mother looks like.
I was going to say, take a look at Jen's mom, and you can go.
She's Irish.
Yeah, so my mom is so cute because she went as an exchange student in college to Ireland, and she lived with the family for a semester and loved it, like soaked all of it in. She loved every bit of it. And so our family lore was that Terence McSweeney was a great warrior that took on the Brits in County Cork, which is where our family's from, and that he actually still, I believe, I don't know, I haven't checked in a long time, but he holds the world's record for the world's longest hunger strike, because when he was captured, instead of taking their food, he wouldn't eat it, and he'd throw it out, and I think he made it like 90 days or something ridiculous like that. But because of it, he's sort of a hero. So my mom went to, I think it's not Killarney, outside of, I can't remember the name of the town. But my mom went to the town where Terence McSweeney was, and she went into this little museum. They actually have a museum in his honor. And so she walked around, and of course it was at the back of a pub, so she went in to have a drink, and she started talking to the bartender, and when the bartender found out that she was related, he let her drink all afternoon. Everybody in the pub kept buying her drinks. My mom's not a big drinker at all.
I don't think I've ever seen your mother take a drink whenever I've been.
No, I mean, she'll, because her mom was an alcoholic, so she'll have an occasional beer, an occasional glass of wine, or an occasional Jameson. Those are the only things that she'll do. But that day, she really lived it up. And so when my grandparents and I went to Ireland, I don't know if you remember, Doug, but it was probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago now.
I do remember.
We went to that town, and the museum was closed. The guy, it's still open. I mean, it still functions, but the guy who runs it was in Brussels, so we couldn't get my grandfather in to see that little museum, and he had his mindset on buying everybody in the pub a drink after he got to tour the museum. So
there you go.
We didn't get to
the pub museum.
I know.
I'm not sure what the number is. Somewhere 33, 34, 35 million people in America are of Irish descent, like Victoria is. And when asked how they were going to do St. Patrick's Day this year, 30% said they would wear green. 13% said they'd eat Irish food. Good Lord, where's that going to come from? 12% said they didn't care about St. Patrick's Day. Too many other important things going on. Pinch people who don't wear green. 9% said that. 8% said they'd get drunk and drink green beer.
I think a lot of people are going to get drunk today. I think it's probably going to be tough to keep people from gathering today, because I think so many people are just accustomed to...
to going out. Now we can't.
Yeah, just to going out, and it's tough.
Well, there used to be, when first in America, the Irish were not popular. You talk about discrimination. There were signs everywhere, Irish need not apply. The Italians, this whole thing when the Italians and the Irish started. Now, how many Irish do you know who are married to Italians? But they referred to them as paddies. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
All right,
paddies. And that's where the paddy wagon came from. They would round up. They'd find any excuse. Authorities find any excuse to arrest Irish people and put them in jail. And that's where the expression paddy wagon, the police vehicle that was used to haul the Irish to jail, was a paddy wagon. How many do you know?
And then the weird thing is, it switched, and then it was Italians need not apply.
Yeah, need not apply, right?
Because when Lewis's family came over through Ellis Island, they changed their last name from, I don't know what it was. No one seems to know what the original name was, but they changed it to Lynch, which is an Irish name. So Lewis's mother's maiden name is Lynch, and it goes all the way back, and there's no Irish there at
Italian?
All. They just they're 100% Italian, but they changed it to sound Irish at Ellis Island so they could get employment. And a lot of Irish people changed their name to an Italian name at that time. So it kind of was cyclical. It went in waves of who was favorable and who wasn't.
Where's that song, Kara? You got a green alligator and what?
The unicorn.
The leopard. Unicorn,
love
right.
It.
Why can't, let's have that. Let's have a chorus.
The Irish, the Rovers, right?
The Irish Rovers. That is correct. Thank you. You win the prize.
My dad had that record for me.
Clover.
That was the only song I would make him play it over and over and over and over, or else I wouldn't go to sleep.
Long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around loveliest of them all was the unicorn. It was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, as sure as you're born. The loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Would you rather sing to that and talk about the damn virus? How many of the six, let's see, there were six presidents that were of Irish ancestry. JFK, Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan came from County Tipperary. The official emblem of Ireland is the silver and gold Irish harp. I always thought it was the four-leaf clover. Didn't you? Didn't you all think that the official?
No, I knew it was the harp. No.
Well, that's because you're Irish.
Well,
that's cheating.
Who would really think that the symbol of the nation was a four-leaf clover?
Speaking of really? Speaking of Reagan, though,
well,
he's a big
yet.
Deal. If you go to the Blarney Stone, if you go to Blarney Castle, they've got Reagan stuff all over the place. They love him there.
It's funny because even being a kid, my mom said, I remember being in, you know, distant relatives' homes and stuff and portraits of JFK in every living room in Ireland. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's like the Christians having a picture of Jesus who wasn't Jesus at all.
Exactly.
In their living room. All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
All right, TV tonight because you're going to need it. FBI Most Wanted on CBS. Those are brand new tonight. Here's what you can watch if you like a nice game show. Supermarket Stakeout is new. That is a crazy cooking competition. Chefs must create dishes using only the ingredients they can score from the shoppers leaving their local grocery store. Now, this may be not too far from reality since we're all getting creative with what's available at the supermarket. That's on Food Network at 10 o'clock. And let's see what else is new tonight. The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed Blackish and Life New on ABC. And there's really, I wish there was something themed for St. Patrick's Day to tell you about, but not much other than The Resident on Fox, followed by a new episode.
That's a good show, by the way.
I know.
If you haven't seen that show, that is a good show. I started watching it on a plane. I hadn't seen it much before, but that is a good show. All right, so there, that takes care of that. Now, let me take care of something that seems somewhat mundane in the world, but I think it's powerful. The information from Power Swabs about your smile and what to do. I've just been through a lot of dental procedures in the last couple of weeks, and one of the things I noticed because I use Power Swabs is how white my teeth are. May have holes in them, but they still are white. And it proved to me, you know, I talk about these things. I've been talking about Power Swabs on the air for 8 years, and sometimes it almost sounds like it's rote because I know it so well. The system works so well that I take for granted that everybody knows what I know, and that doesn't make any sense because there are always new listeners, and there are always people, oh, wait a minute, what's the name of that? How safe is it? How does it work? No discomfort whatsoever. This is the whitening product that was developed by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He prepared it for his clients, and then he would sell it to some of his friends who were dentists, and then he said, why am I doing this? I'll just sell it myself. So nothing around, nothing compares to Power Swabs. You won't have any sensitivity, your gums won't hurt, no trays, anything, you're not going to stick anything in your mouth. Call now, 800-208-1797 to start using Power Swabs. What do you have to lose? Nothing, because it's guaranteed. It'll work. You'll see in 5 minutes a couple of shades brighter, and just keep doing it till your teeth are as white as could be, and it rehydrates the enamel. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and get it at half price.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health, Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Half the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program, as we wear our green and go. We're going to go find the Blarney Stone here. Okay, we've got a couple of items here that are of interest and import. Obviously, the movie industry is being affected by this, and so now there is a big change to announce. Victoria Keevan is here with the story from Universal and what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's great news for people who have to be quarantined at home, especially if you've got kids. Universal Studios is planning to release some of the newest films that are actually still in the middle of their theatrical run, but they're going to release them on digital platforms, and you can rent them starting this Friday for $20. So that's not bad. $20 for the whole family to see a movie is a really good deal, because we know if you actually went to the theater, it's a lot more than that. So The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma, which are currently in theaters, will also land on digital platforms this Friday. The upcoming Trolls World Tour movie, that was set to be released in theaters on April 10th. That will now also be available to rent that same day that it hits theaters. So on April 10th, if we're still not going to theaters, which seems crazy because it's almost like a month away, but if that is the case, then you'll be able to just watch it at home with your kids, which will be really fun. The first Trolls movie made like $245 million or something.
It was huge.
And so obviously it's a big disappointment to the studio that it's not going to make nearly that.
What did Chuck say, that they would lose like $16 billion or something over the next few months?
Well, last year,
just don't release this stuff. That's all.
Yeah,
put it off.
Well, yeah, put it off, or, you know, just start adding a lot more stuff to streaming. The problem, though, is last year streaming brought in, like, physical purchases of movies and rentals brought in about $9 billion, and as opposed to $42 billion, which was generated at the box office. So you can see there's a huge difference there. But, you know, The Invisible Man and Emma saw a 60 to 72% drop-off after the first week because people were advised not to go out to the theaters and not to sit in close contact. So, and a lot of states are actually just completely eliminating theaters altogether. AMC and Regal said that in states where they are still open, they will be serving at half capacity. So I don't know if that really does much. Now the White House says, you know, don't be in a room more than 10 people at a time. So I don't know if that's going to really work for theaters.
And so where does that expertise come from would be my question.
It started at 500, then it went to 250, then now at 50, and now it's at 10. Now, other movies, big blockbusters like Disney's live-action Mulan, that's going to be a huge movie. No Time to Die is the new James Bond. That's already been pushed back. They've pushed back Mulan. Fast and Furious, the 9th movie, that has also been delayed, so that's been pushed back, because those are just movies that people really do want to see in the theater, and I think that that's important to keep them, just push it back and let people go and see it in the theater, and then eventually it'll all land on streaming.
To add to that, Disney is now releasing Frozen and some Star Wars movies for quarantine viewers.
The Geek Out. With the recent push to get Americans to self-isolate, streaming video is now the primary killer of time, and Disney has moved to take advantage by releasing The Rise of Skywalker on digital a few days early. It can now be bought for download, topping out at $25 for the 4K UHD version, or you can get the full 9-movie Skywalker saga for $100. Just of note, Rise of Skywalker is download purchase only, no rental or Netflix yet. Additionally, by the time you hear this, Disney will likely have begun to stream Frozen 2 on Disney Plus about 3 months earlier than they planned. A huge boost for those parents looking for ways to entertain those now housebound kids.
Attention, everyone.
All right, next up here, Headspace is now free for healthcare professionals. First of all, you got to explain what is Headspace, please, Victoria.
Headspace is a mindfulness and guided meditation app, and it's a subscription-based, but now it is free for any healthcare provider for the rest of the year. So if you work in public health in the U.S., then you can get a premium subscription free for the rest of the year because of the coronavirus. They have said that this has obviously overburdened many healthcare systems. Healthcare professionals are already working longer hours, and so the whole library of guided meditations, there's a new one that arrives each day on the app, sleep sounds, bedtime exercises, all of that. The goal is to help healthcare workers de-stress a bit. And so all you need is your national provider identifier, that's your NPI, and an email address, and you can sign into the app and have access to all of the premium offerings, which is a nice thing that Headspace is doing for our healthcare providers.
Finding comfort in a sea of mud. This is the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.